welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 95, entitled, When the Lord Humbles You. While working last night, the Lord spoke into my spirit twice. The first phrase I attempted to ignore, but the second one forced me to face a harsh reality. The first phrase was holier than thou. Because it stood alone, I didn't know what this was pertaining to. This was after I had been conversing with co-workers, or rather talking at them, on how evil the world is and the judgment for this country that is foretold in the book of Revelation. I told no lies, but there are times when you can't say any and everything because you don't know what God is doing in another individual's life that you can't see, or in yours for that matter. Nor can we see how this may turn some off or cold. It is why Christians are seen as sanctimonious and hypocritical. The Holy Spirit then said, "You really love to hear yourself talk." That humbled me, particularly because at the time I was talking with the Spirit, as I often do, because it allows me to see His movement in my life. Let me point out a couple of things so that you can understand the magnitude of the situation. For a few years, I have been praying that I want to be able to hear from the Spirit, even amid chaos and turmoil. Do you understand yet? Because my flesh has been fighting this, but the actual prayer is of the Spirit. Let me go deeper. All of my life, my mind has wandered incessantly. I have been so easily distracted and am aware that it is a problem. To tune into the Spirit in the way that the Lord is leading me means that I would have to shut up, shut everything off, including my mind, and listen. This takes extraordinary, immense effort and strength to shut out the world and everything that is going on around you, so that in any situation you can hear that still small voice. Otherwise, you may become self-absorbed, leaving you vulnerable to narcissistic tendencies. The focus is diverted from the purpose and glorification of the Lord to the uplifting of self. Can I get a witness? This is the confirmation that I received that spoke into my spirit. And when you pray, do not keep on like babbling pagans, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need. Matthew 6:7 of the NIV version. I thought this interpretation spoke to my spirit because my prayers with God are through conversation. So just to see babbling in that context spoke volumes to me. Check out the craftiness and deception of the enemy. When pride comes, boiling up with an arrogant attitude of self-importance, then comes dishonor and shame. Now listen to this. But with the humble, the teachable, who have been chiseled by trial and who have learned to walk humbly with God, there is wisdom and soundness of mind. Proverbs 11:2 of the Amplified Version. Did you get that? When you are talking, you can't hear. You can't receive spiritual food. It blocks the spirit of discernment. You stand in the way of next level intimacy with Jesus, unable to bear fruit. Understand that I have been warring against my flesh since I first prayed this prayer, not only because of the discipline that will be needed, but also because I have been scared, not knowing what the Lord may ask me to do at any time. Let's face it. We men and women don't want to be submissive even to God, not truly. We want to fulfill the desires of our flesh and what makes us look and feel good. I was humbled because I knew I was exhibiting the holier-than-thou attitude. This is why I could not receive this word initially. I even attempted to deceive myself that the enemy was speaking, but I was so convicted in my spirit that I knew it was the Lord. For a split second, my flesh wanted to feel some type of way. But I can't be disrespectful to my Creator. I will not deceive myself. My regard for the Spirit is too high. The level of awe-filled reverence and respect is too deep within me. Let me give you three examples of why I did not want to internalize that when you pray for a gift, God will call you out on it. And when the time comes, He will not wait while you procrastinate. In Isaiah 20, verse 2, it is written, "At the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah the son of Amos, saying, Go and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins, and put off thy shoe from thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot." The King James Version. This was not for a day or a few hours. This command was carried out for 3 years, day and night, without ceasing. Secondly, in Ezekiel chapter 4, God told him to lay on his left side for 390 days and then on his right side for 40 days. Ezekiel was not allowed to move from either position until the allotted number of days were completed. Let me help you to understand that we as humans are not made to be idle or lazy. When patients are incapacitated, the skin can begin to break down in less than an hour. Google pictures of different stages of bed sores to see what this looks like. So to lie unmovable for the length of time commanded by God is impossible for man and extremely painful. Another glaring example is the shapes of sedentary individuals today. This is not to body shame, but their body has morphed into the position that they are in for the longest amount of time. Although this is not all-encompassing, I am giving to you a third example. Hosea the prophet, whom the Lord commanded to marry a prostitute. Not only that, but he had to accept the children that she bore, even if they were of another man, along with all of the sexual perversion in humility and without judgment. This is evidenced by the names that the Lord commanded that Hosea name his children, so that every time he called them, it was not only a stark reminder of God's judgment upon Israel, but of his wives' indiscretions. And this is Hosea chapters 1 through 3. What I am realizing is that there is no elevation without accountability. This is on the heels of different areas in my life where I am commanded to become more disciplined. The revelation? Time is running out for me, the world, or both. And considering that our lives are but a vapor, I am sure it is the latter. The greatest epiphany is when Jesus calls, "Will you be ready?" Because true obedience is not the soft life that we are being shown every day. The sacrifices can be staggering. And lastly, I don't know what God will do in my life. What I do know is that He is serious about saving lost souls, and this is going to be revealed very soon. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.